Nice to meet you. It's good to see you again and to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You played yesterday in Erfurt.
Erfurt, yeah.
What was the gig?
It's good.
Really good gig.
Really good.
Yeah, great gig.
Crowdy.
Decent.
Yeah.
Pretty
really,
decent.
Really
it was a good. Ukraine benefit. Yeah, it was good. It was a good night.
Yeah, good night.
How many people?
No idea.
I'm not good with numbers. It looked like rock and roll numbers. That's,
yeah,
that's
it, looked
what,
it looked busy.
It looked busy, yeah.
Good vibe as well.
And how many gigs did you play so far this year?
So this year must be 10 or 12 so far.
So far,
we've been to Germany
twice
already. And then this weekend, the tour, it was supposed to be like a long, like a
10-day
tour. And we ended up with restrictions and all sorts of things that happened with COVID. We ended up breaking it up into three sections. So we've actually flown in, done some gigs, and then flown back. And
Done it like that. I saw you some weeks ago in Essen.
Yeah. That was the first weekend of that.
That was a great show.
That was awesome.
That was really,
bonkers gig,
Everybody had fun.
Exactly. Big smiles. That's what it's about.
It's not often the sound man won't let you get off the stage.
Yeah. The sound man, he was very keen.
Good
guy as well.
Guy. Awesome venue as well.
Really good venue.
But yeah, we went to walk off and people were shouting for more, so we were going to leave the stage, and the sound man was just like, no, two more songs.
You hit coming through the monitors, we were like, okay.
Okay, we're not going anywhere.
And are you playing any festivals this year?
So what are we doing?
We're doing the Shock Festival in Belgium, which is like, I guess, Madness a headline in that one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that's going to be like. It's not really a punk festival, it's more like a big festival.
We got other stuff coming up as well.
Sort of offers are coming in now.
Yeah. I think a lot of things have been like penciled in because of COVID. So there's some stuff that we've got kind of coming up that we probably can't say yet in case it doesn't happen or whatever. But we will be out and about this summer, won't we? Definitely.
Yeah. Last year we did a couple of UK festivals, Slam Dunk. That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
So hopefully we get some more this year. Everything starts coming back to normal.
Yeah.
Well, as normal as it can be after this, but it's just really good to be playing gigs again, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Feels like it should.
Yeah, we've got a rescheduled UK tour as well, haven't we, that's being sorted at the moment, and a new album comes out in a couple of weeks. So.
I've listened to it, so it's pretty good.
Oh,
I like it.
Thank you.
I used to listen to it on the way to Düsseldorf.
Oh, right, okay.
So,
great.
Good stuff.
Glad you like it.
Well, that's our COVID album, really, isn't it?
It is really,
We wrote that during lockdown, and we had an opportunity to use like a bar upstairs in a bar to rehearse. Because we called it work, they allowed us to do it. So,
and it was Duncan's local bar.
It was like Duncan's local bar, yeah. So
and they let us keep the gear in there and set up, and we just went in and
Without that. Maybe not so good album, but it allowed us to write the songs as a three-piece as well, actually.
Yeah.
Write the songs as a three-piece and really focus, get them sounding good.
For me, it sounds more melodic than the releases before.
We kind of took the band back to being a three-piece while we rehearsed to start with, to get the songs up and running, and then we brought other instruments in later. So I guess it probably would be for that, mainly for that.
Yeah, so we had, normally when you're doing it as a five-piece or with extra musicians, you don't have too much time to focus on the melody or on the harmonies and things like that.
Yeah.
Whereas with the time we had during lockdown, we had plenty of time to work on that, so that's good.
It was the most old school getting together and rehearsing I've done in since I was a teenager, I think just the way we got together and just had a jam and just kind of...
It's like being in a new band again.
Yeah.
And are you able to pronounce the whole title?
No.
Nobody?
No idea. No.
Well, it's all Italian and it's nonsense.
It's just Duncan's...
But we love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like
it doesn't even mean. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It's, and we hope the Italians don't take it as an insult. But I worked with an Italian lady, and when I showed it to her, she burst out laughing. It was like, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
So hopefully it will go down all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you expect from today?
To be honest, I haven't really given it any thought.
Some sort of bouncy castle? I don't know.
Oh, bouncy castle. Oh, good, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm being irrelevant.
What do Magic I expect from today? Well, also
do you know any of the other bands?
No.
No.
No. No. Which is odd, because...
We were added to this gig quite late. I'm not sure why, but we were. So we don't know any of the bands, and it was quite late in the day for us to realise we were even doing it. So, but it's just nice to be here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just good.
And you've got the best slot, I think, in the middle.
Well, we hope so. Yeah.
Well, you're not too drunk.
I was going to say, yeah. The crowd still have some energy, and they're not falling over yet.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait so long. So
Last night we ended up going on an hour late.
Yeah, so.
So when was stage time?
Stage time was 10:45 and we went on at 11:45. I mean, we're old men now.
And we got up at, well, yeah.
But yeah, we were all
mentally
absolutely tired.
Because we got up at 5 in the morning to get there, so it was a long day yesterday.
A very long day, yeah.
So it's nice to do an early slot, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to get an early one in, ready for Berlin tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, Berlin tomorrow.
Buying. Yeah, interesting.
You see a lot of Germany.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we saw the big salt mountain on the way to Erfurt and on the way back.
Yeah.
So,
And are there more restrictions to come from Great Britain to the mainland? Since there is the Brexit?
It's a nightmare.
Fucking shit.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Unfortunately.
So what's the difference? There's more...
Well, it's just... So when we can't go in the EU queue with the passport, we have to go to the long queue. And
you feel like you're in the dirty queue.
Yeah, it just feels horrible because, you know, to deny that you're European is insane. Yeah. And... Yeah, we're just missing out on all, you know, that freedom of movement. The lies that they told for Brexit to get through are unbelievable. So it's just, it's awful.
So
it's honestly, it's like punching yourself in the face.
But is there anything that's better?
No.
Has it become better?
No, nothing. There's no positives.
Nothing. Absolutely zero benefit because they were lied to.
Yeah.
And they let... That lie, they believe the lies.
Yeah.
But some people have to be winners. At least some politicians.
Honestly, as it stands, there are zero Brexit benefits, zero to the UK, nothing. And it's been 2016 that happened. Obviously, we had a no deal Brexit, which was the worst possible, because we have a literal idiot in charge. Boris Johnson is a moron. He's a moron. And not one of the people who back Brexit can say what's good, except the passport is now blue. That's it. You have a blue passport that's made in China, by the way. Seriously, I wish I was joking. So yeah, for whatever. I don't even know what Brexit means to these people. Sorry, I'm going off on one. I'm going to stop just because.
Yeah,
it's awful. There's no benefit.
It's a constant frustration.
Yeah. It's.
And is there at least one thing that is positive on COVID for you personally?
Well, the album for me. I don't think we would have got together as much as we did and let the songs develop as much as they have.
Yeah.
I think we would have been restricted with, I don't know, gigging
In the first lockdown, you weren't allowed to socialise, as you know.
Yeah.
But we got around that by saying it was work, and it was.
Yeah,
you know,
it was work.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we don't do it as work.
Yeah. But when we were full on lockdown, we didn't get together, did we?
No.
We were sort of sending ideas across to each other, but when we were able, we even went down the park, didn't we?
We were down in the park.
When we could get together outside, we just sat.
Three or four in the park, and we just sat with acoustics. And so
when we were able to do it as work, we went in and did it. We rehearsed couple of times a week at one point, weren't we? Which is for us, that's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot because we normally do twice a month. So
Snuff's not full time, it's kind of around some work commitments as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because we all work except for Duncan. I mean, he's in the Toy Dolls as well.
He's in the Toy Dolls,
but we all have regular jobs, so you know, Snuff isn't the only thing we do.
Yeah. but it kind of felt like for a while it was like we just had that focus of let's get this, keep going with these songs rather than getting them to a point of going, oh yeah, they're okay to record. It's like, no, let's just keep going, see where it goes.
Yeah. And I've got to say, with changing the lineup, with having Dan in the band, it did make it feel like a bit of a new thing as well. Because, you know, every time you get a new member, you get a new energy, a new angle.
New ideas.
But the other side is we've known Dan for decades.
Yeah, it's been a long
basically,
time.
Basically, we knew him for ages.
So it didn't feel weird, did it?
No, like, not at all. It was like having a really old friend join the band. And also, it was amicable. The old bass player, I mean, there was no...
Yeah, me and him are really good friends as
so
well.
So it was... It was a nice transition. Yeah. I know in other bands and in other worlds it could be difficult, but this one was smooth. Yeah. So,
okay.
And also he's a great singer, so to have that extra vocal, superb.
Yeah, I think the album's probably the biggest positive that could have come out of any of it. And we went in and recorded it with a guy called Pat Collier, who was in the Vibrators. He's got his own studio down in South London. And we were able to do that as well, weren't we? Because when we recorded it, we'd only really just started coming out of restrictions. So we weren't really doing any gigs. Just before we recorded it, we did a gig where we played the whole album to sort of try and gig the songs in. But like, it was nice that we had like 10 days in the studio and we took the time off to do it and we took our time. We didn't, there was no like restrictions of, right, we've got to do these songs in this amount of days because we've got this coming up, we've got that coming up. It was just like, oh, we can do an album. Cool.
There was a freedom about doing this album that was really cool because we didn't feel like we were up against the time limit. And we also actually put them down really quickly.
Oh, we did, yeah. We felt confident with them. Yeah, and I think that shows on that record as well. Like,
for me, we rehearsed them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we didn't before, but we just seemed to do more.
And we really enjoyed rehearsing them. It was like, like you say, I felt almost like a rejuvenated just coming in and doing it, to be honest.
Well, it was like going out at the time because you couldn't do anything else. You couldn't go and party or go to a gig or
Sunday afternoon rehearsals. It was lush, wasn't it?
It was great. Nice. Yeah. You felt like you were alive.
Yeah.
At a moment when the world was dead, so to speak.
Yeah.
And did you start anything? Some people start walking.
I walk anyway, and I mean, there was one of the sort of times where I was off work with restrictions, I was actually walking nearly 10 miles a day. For about a month I did that. That sort of came and went, but Loz is a cyclist anyway.
Yeah, I'm a massive cyclist, so I was just doing more and more cycling.
Did you start anything new?
I didn't start anything new, but I got back into, I do archery as well, so I got back into that. But now I've fallen out of it again.
Yeah.
Because I don't have as much time as I did in that first lockdown, but I just do way more cycling than I used to, and he does a lot of walking.
We kind of had time to, because the new album's coming out on our own label, as well as it's coming out on Spam in Europe, but actually, I guess in that first lockdown period where we couldn't get together, I guess we did actually set up the label a little bit more, didn't we, so it was more accessible for people to buy records and stuff from us, which we have done in the past, or you guys have done in the past, but maybe not as...
Well, the web shop's up and running now.
It's all up and running. And it hadn't been for a while, had it? It was kind of
hit and miss.
Whereas it felt like we had a bit of time, again, not rushing around so much, we had time to sit down and go, right, well, how can we make that work better? And so that, there was that. That's new to me, anyway. I hadn't really done that before, so... but, yeah. So that's probably about new stuff. Just lots of walking for me, which I loved.
Oh no, I actually got back into Star Wars. I went decades of hating Star Wars because of The Phantom Menace. Mm-hmm. I got 10 minutes into that when it came out and I walked out of the cinema because it was like, what the fuck off. But then The Mandalorian, someone said, oh, you should watch that. And I'm like, no, I fucking hate Star Wars. It's rubbish, ruined science fiction. But then I watched one episode and it was like, oh shit, this is all right.
Actually, I did the same with that.
and then I watched, because it was after the first series had done, I managed to watch all of it. And then the second series started and I watched that. But then there was loads of things in it that I didn't know. What the fuck is that? So then I had to watch The Clone Wars, the cartoons, to fill in the gaps. Like, all three series, no, seven series.
Yeah.
Then I had to watch Rebels, because I really got into one of the characters in the Clone Wars, Ahsoka Tano. She's amazing. And she's in it. And now I feel like a fucking 10-year-old. I'm just like, oh, fucking Star Wars is great. I'm over 50, for God's sake. It's not good. Getting old is bad, man. You get into things that you're like, you hated, like really despised, and it's not going well. Old age is not going well.
I did the same with Star Wars. I watched Rogue One. I got really into that.
Rogue One's great.
And then I thought, I'll try The Mandalorian. I watched it and went, wow. I got hooked, like full on hooked.
I even enjoyed that stupid Solo film. Just because it was a mad romp. It was just, and you find out how... Sorry, we're talking about Star Wars. Oh my God. See? It takes that heart.
Infected.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop now. Jesus.
No, I'm not in Star
Wars. Yeah, stay that way. It's like a disease.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I think we got enough.
Superb.
Okay, amazing.
Thank you.
No worries.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Record is already available here on.
Yeah, so it comes out on April the 22nd.
Yeah.
It's up for pre-order at the moment, so you can pre-order it from our 10 past 12 records with T-shirts and that kind of stuff. But Spam Records are doing it in Europe, so.
Oh, okay.
Let's not get onto Brexit again, but it's easier for people to order it from those guys and wherever.
Yeah, because the export of records out of England.
Yeah, that's changed. It's changed.
It's really bad. Yeah.
So yeah, they can get it from Spam, and they've obviously distributed it around as well. So it's really, really available. But digital downloads and streaming and everything, that'll be on April the 22nd. So.
They sent me the digital copy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So it's pretty good.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Yes. You're probably one of the first to actually hear it. So.
Yeah. And I've got a question, because our radio turns 20 years this year.
Okay.
And 20 years, nice one.
And I'm doing a benefit gala.
Okay.
For the Sea Punks. It's I don't know if you know them.
They're the Sea Punks. No.
It's an organization, and they are the Mediterranean Sea to help people.
Okay.
They bought us. They bought a boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now they.
Refugees.
Yes.
They help the refugees.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
And we are collecting money for them. Mm-hmm. Okay. At that event, we do a raffle, and we do an auction and an exhibition, and there are some bands playing.
Okay.
And I'm looking for records or something.
Okay.
For an auction.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some stuff.
Maybe you can give me a vinyl or something.
Well,
and
what we'll do? Send me. Well, we'll chat later anyway. But maybe send me a message, and I'll have a look at what we've got, and then you can pick what bits you want from us. I can send that to
maybe
you.
Maybe do a bundle.
Yeah, like a bundle. Yeah, maybe one of the new album T-shirts or the new album. We've got T-shirts with us, but I think you'd want something more exclusive. Yeah, we've got some exclusive stuff that people might want to go for. There might be
and if you can raise money for
exactly,
for
there might be like a spare test pressing or
something like
colour vinyl.
Make it work.
It's been out of print for a long time. There'll be something around we can give you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
it's a very good cause as well. So,
100%.
So I message you.
Message me, and I'll send you what we can let you have, and then you can just pick whatever, and we'll post it to you. And
happy to do that.
That's
a really good cause.
Yeah, give us that as well. Yeah, brilliant. So, okay, so you need it before the.
I've never heard of that.
Amazing.
No, they are from the punk scene, and they decided to do something.
Do something that the government won't fucking do.
No, we've definitely got exclusive stuff that you can't buy. So it'll make sell a few more raffle tickets. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we can do that.
Cool,
man. Okay. Nice one.
Very good.
Yeah, good man.
Nice one, Stefan.
Real
good.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, likewise, mate.
And I'm looking forward for the show.
Nice to see you again.
No worries, man. Thank you.
Do you want a drink to take with you?
Thank you.
You okay?
Sure.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.